Leo, the first two lineouts on the scrum on your side all going against you. The concession of 7 points, not the start you wanted, obviously, but a great character to fight back.
Yeah, we're very slow at the blocks. Yes, obviously, losing the first two lineouts is pretty key, you know, because it's a bit of a confidence thing then, I think. And, you know, we gave away a free kick at the scrum as well, our ball, which allowed them a decent platform to go forward and got a bit of a roll on. And, you know, I think they were just dominating the collisions early on in the game as well. And yeah, obviously, as you say, when we allowed the ball to bounce off the penalty, and we were a bit kind of asleep to say starting the game maybe, but thankfully we just sort of dogged our way back in. And the lads showed pretty good character. I think that decision by Pearson to go upstairs for Jamie's try, you know, he was going to go with the penalty originally, thankfully he just made sure, you know. And you know, game swings on things like that, and it just nudged us into the lead and, you know, got us back into the game essentially.
And you seem to step it up another level at the start of the second half after Picamo's try. Great intensity from there on in, really.
Yeah, obviously when he went over, you know, we were down to 14 men at that stage, and I think obviously when you're kind of a man down, obviously in the backs, everyone's pushing out hard, and left the hole back inside for him. But again, you know, there was a very long period of play. I think eventually Keane broke up the sideline, and another big turning point I think was when Heineke came on and, you know, pushed him off that scrum, and again got us back into the lead, I think, you know. So from our point of view, they were probably the two real key turning points, the momentum swingers, I think. And it was a bit of a dogfight out there, and but you know, they're a quality team with so much class. They've so many threats across the board. It's always going to be very tough, you know. And geez, to be honest, we're just relieved to be still in the tournament. You know, it's had to come through a pretty tough old draw, and in terms of teams we faced, and I'm sure whoever wins the game tomorrow again will be a massive challenge.
Leo, when a player like Brian goes off the pitch, do you worry as a team, or do you feel we have enough here to kind of keep them out? Were you happy there was just the one try?
Yeah, we kind of weathered a storm there, obviously, just, and we got that penalty just before half time to keep us, whatever, 16-13 in front. And I'm not too sure what led us to that position where we were defending in the corner. Actually, it was a little bit of shipping behind, and Darce had to bring the ball dead. And, you know, it's very tough to defend those 5 metre scrums, and when you're a back then, I think, you know, and there was obviously, we left that space on the inside and Pickham all got in. But again, obviously, when he came back in for the kickoff, and, you know, Shaggy took a great kick, and straight away we were back on the attack, you know. And and as I said, yeah, like obviously when he steps up later on, they score a pretty important try, and just shows his quality, you know, like, you know, he's one of the best in the world and has been for a hell of a long time now, and it's just nice to have him in our dressing room.
Does the team feel as good now as you did after the Munster game 2 years ago?
To be honest, I think the team's in a bit of a different space, to be honest. At that stage, I think, you know, we were still kind of doubting ourselves as a team. I think, you know, there's probably better resolve in the team now, you'd hope. And but having said that, I think, you know, we're team pretty disappointed the way we finished the season last year, losing, going down the semis, and then obviously losing the final at home and the Magners as well. So, you know, now that we got ourselves into these positions, it's about nailing home our opportunities. And yeah, I think you know, there's little things that swing the games. You know, it's obviously going to be a different challenge going away to Cardiff now. Two very good teams that are semi-finals, so it's hard to say. But yeah, like, there's a lot of belief in the team, and everyone's hungry to do well. And you know, we'll reassess after, I think, tomorrow we see who we're up against. And, you know, we've got to go back to the Magners now as well and try and push on in that tournament, you know. And I'm sure the team may change a little bit for next week. There's pretty bashed up bodies in there at the moment. And, you know, we'll reassess, I think, you know, come Monday and see where we're at. And obviously we want to get a good win against Glasgow hopefully next week and, you know, cement ourselves into the semis there. And, you know, the Magners is still a very important competition for us as well. So, you know, and then after we watch the game tomorrow, we can sort of assess who we're up against and take from there.